If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, hello, hello to the very, very, very wonderful bonus episode recipients, the Patreon supporters. Thank you so much for your support. It has been invaluable, really quite incredible. So here is another bonus episode for you. Today, I want to talk to you about what we call navigating the digital shadows, protecting children from online cults and groups like 764. So, the digital age has ushered in an unprecedented era of connectivity, yet it's also opened new insidious avenues for manipulation and control. So, this episode delves into the complex and often terrifying phenomenon of online cults, focusing specifically on their methods of targeting and exploiting children. The new frontier of manipulation, why online spaces are prime for cultic exploitation. The transition of cultic activity from physical gatherings to virtual spaces represents a profound shift in their operational capabilities. So digital platforms enable cults to communicate globally, leveraging this opportunity to expand their reach far beyond geographical limitations. And what was once a localized threat can now manifest as a worldwide network operating continuously, and the internet functions as a 24/7 indoctrination tool. And while there's been incredible information and education on the internet, and people have gotten out of cults through accessing information on the internet, it has also been a web, truly a web, for people to get ensnared in. So it allows manipulators to maintain constant influence over their members, even in the middle of the night, wherever they live. This continuous, uninterrupted exposure to the group's ideology and manipulative tactics creates a pervasive environment of control. Far more control, and far more intense, actually, than intermittent in-person contact. The sustained digital presence means that disengagement and recovery can be significantly more challenging, as the influence can follow an individual across various devices and platforms. This necessitates a fundamental reevaluation of how cultic abuse is understood and how interventions are designed, moving beyond traditional deprogramming style to focus on digital disengagement and psychological reeducation in the context of persistent online influence. There is a very bleak example that I warn you, you might not want to look up what they're about, but you can just suffice it to say it's pretty dark, pretty ugly, and I'll just tell you about it. There is a disturbing illustration of this digital threat. It's a violent extremist network called 764, and it preys on vulnerable minors.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.